whatever you might have called it back then, different things is, you might,
Ever heard people call it a toad strangler or a stump mover?
A what?
A toad strangler.
Yes, they say a frog strangler. You had a frog strangler. Looked like. What kind of rain did you have? We had a regular frog strangler. Did it rain down any fish? You ever heard it rain down fish? Some folks swear to that, but I never seen it.
One fellow told me that a lot of people say it's raining pitchforks and nigger babies.
I never heard that.
I don't know what exactly that meant, but what about if you got a lot of lightning along with the rain, what kind of storm would that be?
Electrical storm.
Does an electrical storm always have rain?
Not always. No, it'll cloud up and have a lot of thunder. And most time it has a little rain or more, from a little to a heap.
I see. What kind of rain would you call it if it was raining outside, but when you got out in it, you just barely get wet? It was just hardly coming down.
Call that a mist. If it's a little heavy, it'd be just a sprinkle.
Would you ever say something like a drizzle?
Well, it'd be a drizzle if it was pretty heavy, sort of, and just steady. Mm-hmm. Call it a drizzle.
Mm-hmm. I see. Say, early in the morning, like now, if you're driving along and you get to a low place in the road, you might go through all this stuff that you can hardly see through.
Mm-hmm.
You just call that
fog.
What kind of day would that be? You'd say
foggy day.
All right. What about if it hasn't rained in a long time? You'd say you're having a
hasn't rained in a long time. We having a good rain. If it's a good one, we having a dust settler or whatever it is, a moisture meat.
What would you call the period of time when it hasn't rained?
A dry spell.
Dry spell. Mm-hmm. And if it gets longer than that?
Wet spell.
How long would it have?
You mean if it got the rain and it's called it a wet spell, if it's too much rain? Mm-hmm.
But if it didn't rain for even longer than a dry spell, what would it get to be?
You mean an extended dry spell? Well, we'd say we're having a mighty long dry spell. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call it a drought?
Well, you might call it a drought. You might refer to it, say, that we had a drought at a certain time in the past. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I never heard it referred to at the time it was happening. Mm-hmm. That it was a drought. It'd just be a bad dry period, a dry spell. Having some mighty dry weather, they call it.
Right, okay. What about if the wind has been very gentle, but it's gradually getting stronger? What would you say the wind's doing?
Getting high, wind getting high, stronger, which say either one.
Okay. Well, what if it was the opposite? If it'd been very strong, but it was gradually getting more gentle?
Let's see, the wind's sort of laying.
Say, when you went outside this morning, it probably was, you know, a little on the cool side, but nothing uncomfortable. What would you say about that?
It's nippy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Ever heard people say it's kind of airish out here?
Airish, too. Mm-hmm. Nippy, pinchy.
Pinchy, yeah. Right, okay. Or say if, you went outside and there was a light coating of white on the ground. It wasn't snow, but you might have had a little
frost.
Mm-hmm. Do people around here make distinctions, like are some frosts worse than others?